This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KMLE-FM and HD1 Chandler Phoenix. Your start of the day with Gunner and Cheyenne. Powered by NobleRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets
Stapleton with the national anthem this morning. That is from the Super Bowl a couple of months ago. And the reason I threw that one in there into the rotation this morning, Cheyenne, because Luke Combs and Joe Rogan were discussing it. And they actually watched it. They played the whole thing on the podcast.
Oh, really?
I was telling you about. Yeah, Luke Combs is on that episode with Joe Rogan. And they pulled it up. They were just smoking a cigar, watched the entire performance. And I was watching that this morning. I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that this morning. It is such a great rendition of the national anthem.
So what did Luke Combs say about it?
Oh, he said he watched it in the suite at State Farm Stadium. He was at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's cool.
Same suite as Adele. And I know.
Okay.
He was sitting there, and just like the first few words coming out of Chris Stapleton's mouth, Adele was like, oh, bleep. Like, she was impressed with just the first few words, but obviously blown away by the whole performance.
Yeah, that's so cool.
But I mean, Luke Combs being just sweet with Adele at
the
Super
Bowl.
It's
fine.
No big deal.
Must be a life you live, Luke.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's good. All right, morning riddle this morning. Here you go. When it is alive, we sing. When it is dead, we clap our hands. What is it? When it is alive, we sing. When it is dead, we clap our hands. What is it? Not curious if anybody's going to get this morning. If you think you know it, you can text us at 22108. When it is alive, we sing. When it is dead, we clap our hands. What is it? When you hear the answer, you'll be like, oh, yeah, okay. All right.
And then I'm going to go, that's dumb.
No. Correct answer to the morning riddle, 6 minutes away here on Camel.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
My world spins around.
Cheyenne's world spins around the morning riddle. She loves it.
Oh my gosh, so much. I look forward to it every day.
Yeah, she lacks sleep at night just thinking about the riddle the next morning.
It's true.
So much excitement. Not really.
No, not at all.
You come up with a guess for this one?
I have a theory.
A theory? Okay. Can't wait to hear it.
All right.
The riddle this morning, when it is alive, we sing. When it is dead, we clap our hands. What is it? When it is alive, we sing. When it is dead, we clap our hands.
What do we do? What? When it's
we
it's
sing.
Okay.
What is it? And I just thought the inflection. Maybe it'll jog, you know, something up there. Text to the 602. A lot of people are saying this one. It's kind of funny. The president's name.
Stop.
That is incorrect. Let's see. Text from... I got to get through all those ones. There's a lot. All right,
Camel Nation.
Text from the 602. Music. When it is live, we sing. When it is dead, we clap our hands. So, like, the performance got done and you're clapping the hand. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Text of the 360, my ex. No.
Stop.
Text of the 623, a movie. No. Text of the 253, a microphone. That is incorrect. Text of the 480, the clapper. No. Text of the 480, a musical. No. Text of the 602, the monsoon. When it is alive, we sing. When it is dead, we clap our hands. What is it? That's incorrect, but good guess. I like it. Cheyenne, what is it?
Mine was close to one of those, but I went more specific. The national anthem.
When it is alive, we sing. When it is dead, we clap our hands.
Yeah, because you don't clap at the end of every song at a concert, right? Like, you cheer or whatever.
You don't clap after every song at a concert?
No, I usually just scream.
Oh, okay.
And jump around like a teenage girl. Okay. Woo! But the national anthem generally clap at the end. That's
It's on the, you know, like you said, it's the same side of the token as a song.
Yeah.
But no, that's not it. The correct guess, a birthday candle. When it is alive, we sing, Cheyenne. The flames go into town, you know? And then when it's dead, we clap our hands.
Oh, that makes sense.
We got them all out.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay.
Just spit all over that cake we get to eat now.
Yummy.
Yay, yummy.
I love it.
All right. Lottie got it right. Nicely done. We do the morning riddle every weekday morning at 6 here in Camel Country.
From the learner.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
It's Camel Country, Gunner and Cheyenne. I was reading this article over the weekend from Courtney Cox. Well, it's not from her. It was an article of something that she said on a podcast. And Courtney Cox, of course, who did she play on Friends?
Monica. How dare you?
You idiot. How do you not know that?
Dummy.
Anyway, she was talking about her biggest beauty regret, and that was getting facial fillers. Now, at face value, I'm not sure what that is. All right.
You can get like cheek enhancements and lip injections. Yeah. Yep. And you can tell that she's had work done. Like, it's not like it's subtle.
Facial fillers to just make it a more predominant, like, cheekbone.
Yeah. And it also, like, can fill in, like, any lines that you have and stuff to, like, help you look younger. Air quotes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's her biggest beauty regret.
Yeah.
All right. So you just can't take those things out?
I don't know. I've never looked into it because I've never wanted to do them.
No.
So I have no idea.
No. What is it you want to do to your face? It was your nose.
Yeah, I want a nose job.
Okay.
I hate the bridge of my nose.
So, but you have a nose ring. So let's bring more attention to the nose.
Yeah, but the nose ring makes it look kind of cute. It's not my head on.
Yeah.
That I don't like. It's my profile. Like the bridge of my nose is so strong and it's just like there. And I just wanted to just like...
Honestly, like I look at your nose, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Really?
I don't.
I have such a mess. Like, it's just like, I don't know.
It's weird though that some people, how vain they are though, right?
Yeah.
Like you can look at other people and think nothing's wrong, but they got all sorts of gripes about themselves.
I think it just comes down to just like think, you know, it is. It's like self-conscious things. It's just things that... And I've never liked my nose.
Yeah.
My dad's side of the family has very strong noses. And I got one.
You got your daddy's nose.
Yes. And I don't think I'd ever would seek out a nose job, but I wouldn't.
Well, it'd be one of those things like it's easy to talk about, but like when the time comes to where they tell you what's going to happen when you do go under the knife, or I guess it would be the chisel, right? Take a little knife and chisel. Just take that thing out?
I don't know.
Flatten it out.
I've never looked that hard into it.
I'm sure if you went for the consultation, they're like, yeah, we got a chisel and a hammer. So here's what we're going to do to get rid of that little bump on your nose.
I'd be like, I'm on general anesthesia, right?
You'd still do it?
Maybe.
No way.
Yeah. I would. You're having mouth surgery.
I know. And I mean, that I'm not to that point yet to where I have regrets, right? Uh-huh. I mean, I got tattoos. I got some, I guess, quote unquote, beauty stuff, you know, done in my body, you know, and, you know, I guess maybe get my ears pierced years ago because I still got the holes in my lobes. You know, I guess that would be a beauty regret for me. But maybe down the road after getting that mouth surgery that you're talking about, because I got braces now to straighten my teeth out and get them all aligned. And then I got to go in and they're going to cut, you know, above my gums on the upper part of my mouth. And pull it forward a little bit. They've got to cut the jaw and pull it back a little bit just to get my bite proper.
Right.
Right? And that's going to change my look. You know, ask me next year at this time. You know, is that a beauty regret of yours going and getting that, doing the braces and getting that surgery? TBD, Cheyenne. I'll let you know next year if that's a beauty regret.
I'll put it on the calendar to ask you.
Yeah, put it in the 2023 envelope over there on the wall, right? All right, Camel Nation, what is your biggest beauty regret? What did you have done that you regret? You know, was it a little enhancement in the, you know, ladies there? Is it a tattoo? Is it piercings? Did you go under the knife and you regret it? What is your biggest beauty regret? Love to hear what you got. You can text us at 22108. And we're going to get to your text coming up next.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
What is your biggest beauty regret? Courtney Cox, Monica, on Friends, she said on a recent podcast that it was her her facial fillers were her biggest regret, which I guess those are just... enhancements under the skin on your face?
Yeah, like lip injections, like cheek injections, filling in your lines, things like that.
Okay. Which, I mean, that's her biggest beauty regret. I'm sure we've got regrets. You know, we do things when we were young that as an adult, you're like, man, I wish I didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe as an adult doing something and then, you know, the next week you're like, gosh, dang it. Shouldn't have done that. So I wish somebody would have talked me out of that. You know, whatever that is.
Yeah.
What is it for you? What is your biggest beauty regret? You can text us at 22108. You know, in the moment right now, I would say getting my ears pierced.
Why?
Only because the holes, you can still see them in the lobes.
No, you cannot.
You can't see the holes in the lobes?
No.
I mean, they're small. You got to get close to see them.
No. I can't see anything.
You know, and maybe this time next year, maybe it'll be mouth surgery for me. I don't know. I'm in the process right now of correcting my bite, you know, straightening my teeth and all that. Right now, they're trying to give me an underbite so that when I go like in for surgery, they could pull the upper part of my mouth out, pull the bottom part of my mouth in, you know, and kind of correct my bite. It's going to change my look. Will I regret it down the road? I hope not. You know, it's all in the surgeon's hands.
Right.
Whatever he does is going to affect my look for the rest of my life.
That's going to be so wild. They didn't give you, they don't have like software to show you what you're going to look like.
Oh, good question. No.
You should ask them if they have it just to see.
I've already started the process, Cheyenne. So at this point, I don't want to be sitting here with an underbite for the rest of my life. You know,
it's your stuff.
I've already started the process, you know, and they were able to get it covered under medical. So it's only going to cost me my, what do you call that?
Your
thing?
Deductible?
My deductible, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
My annual deductible. It's all it's going to cost me to do a $20,000 to $30,000 surgery.
Oh,
my
wow.
Mouth.
That's a so, lot I of mean, money.
Being that they got it covered in medical, might as well take advantage, right?
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Let's hope I don't have regrets. No regrets down the road.
Yeah.
But what is your biggest beauty regret? What is it for you? Texts are coming in at 22108. Text of the 480. Before COVID, I provided security for a lot of super wealthy A-list actors in Hollywood. I was actually at Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party, and I can't tell you how openly those people talk about cosmetic surgeries. It's like getting a mani-pedi to them. In real life, some of them actually look like aliens. I just want to shake them and tell them to stop blanking with their face.
That's funny.
That's hilarious,
yeah.
Text of the 325. My biggest beauty regret is coloring my hair. I've been doing it since high school and I'm 44 now.
I could see that. I could see that being a regret for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Text of the 602. Not my tattoo in general, but the fact that the date is wrong makes me regret it. Makes me regret not seeing it before they made it permanent because now I got to get it layered and fixed.
Oh, that sucks.
They just put the carbon copy on there, right? And they make you approve it, and then they go in and make it permanent.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
What movie is that?
We Are the Smiths?
We're... Millers.
We are the Millers.
Yeah. Okay. Text of the 657. Got my eyebrows microbladed. Now they're orange.
Stop.
Microblading is just... trimming the outside of it, though, isn't it?
No. Microblading is getting them, like, tattooed on.
Oh, really? They're orange.
I would ask for my money back.
Yeah. What's your biggest beauty regret? Text at the 602. I had my wisdom teeth pulled in the Navy. I can't feel the bottom left side of my face now because they damaged a nerve.
Oh!
Text at the 480. Cheyenne should watch some videos of nose job surgeries.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Scare you out of doing it.
Nope. Not going to do that. Although I doubt that would change my mind. Like, I've seen videos on childbirth and I have two kids, so.
Before childbirth, yes. You watch the videos?
Yes. Because I'm not smart.
It's like torture when you do that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that wouldn't help. That wouldn't help at all.
Yeah, I was on a plane recently and I was watching the, I got to thinking about Alaska Airlines Flight 261, which went down. Outside of San Francisco when I was working for the airline.
Why would you watch that?
I randomly started thinking about it. So I downloaded some documentaries on the thing. So I was watching an airplane disaster while I was flying on an airplane.
Sometimes I wonder where your brain cells are.
You know, I'm getting drunk on a plane, Cheyenne. That's pretty much what it is. That's what happened there.
Yeah, clearly.
Let's see. Text of the 928. I regret stretching my earlobes. Which that would be one I'd imagine a lot of people as they get older would regret.
Yeah.
You know, the people that have those gauged earlobes or stretches your earlobe out.
That is a commitment.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a lifelong commitment. Because if you decide to get rid of those gauged ears, you're just going to have a little floppy like calamari, like unfried calamari hanging off the side of your head. That's not what it'll be. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not, though. That's the thing.
All right, what's your biggest beauty regret? You can text us at 22108. Yeah,
something. Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, we hope you had a great weekend. Appreciate you having us on this morning. What is your biggest beauty regret? For Courtney Cox, it is facial fillers, which are things to kind of make your... the weak parts of your face more prominent?
Yes.
Is that a good way of putting it?
Yeah, that was a very good way of putting it.
So we're kind of sharing our beauty regrets this morning. What's your beauty regret? I know you want to get your nose done, you know, with a little chisel and hammer. Just kind of knock that little, which you can't even barely even see it unless you point it out. You know, it's just you being, you're so vain.
I wouldn't even say it's that. I just don't like it. Honestly, I haven't had any.
But how do you see your face in a profile?
Like when I'm watching videos of like interviews that we do and I like turn my head.
Oh, okay.
Or when people capture like profile pictures of me and I see it, it's just there.
There's a much cheaper solution, Cheyenne. Just don't look at those videos.
I mean, valid.
Much cheaper than going under the old hammer and chisel.
Other than that, I have not had any beauty regrets that I...
No tattoos, no piercings, no modifications.
I haven't had any modifications done. I don't do lip fillers or anything like that. I love all my tattoos, all my piercings. Yeah, there's one that I regret so far.
You know, I bet you people down the road, you know, I said those enhancements. Some people do those under skin implants. You know, there's some people that'll put the little devil horns up here, under the skin, and maybe piercing the small of it, you know, with those little jewels on the small of their back.
Yeah, especially if they have like the little dimples in the small of it. Yeah,
you know, I'm sure those people. And then the facial tattoos and some of the guys that like Travis Barker on Blink-182 who tattoos his entire body.
Yeah.
Sure, down the road, you know, as gravity takes hold of that skin and starts, you know, kind of. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to regret having all those tattoos, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Some people just love them, and it's because of who they are.
It's cool, I know. But, I mean, 73 years old, rocking out on the front porch with your wife?
I have a suspicion that most people who are tattooed like that are going to be sitting on their rocking chair on their front porch.
What are they going to do at 73? They're just not around anymore just because of their lifestyle?
I mean, no, not that. But, like, they probably aren't going to sit around on their rocking chair. They're probably a lot more active than that.
Gauged ears is one that had come in, which, you know, we mentioned, you know, you pull those gauges out depending on how big the gauge in your earlobe is. You pull that thing out, you know, after just being done with that part of your life, you got to live with the floppy earlobes.
Yeah.
You know, and that sucks. Unless you go in and, you know, get them trimmed, right? They do that?
Snip them, I think, maybe?
Yeah, snip them.
I don't know. I don't know because I don't know anybody who's had to do that.
Yeah, text of the 602. Biggest regret is gauges in my ears. I've had them since I was in early high school. Now I'm 30 with 3 kids. I don't like them anymore.
Oh, wow.
Text of the 602. My biggest beauty regret is 10 years of acrylic nails. They've damaged my natural nails permanently.
Oh, that sucks.
Don't your nails continue to grow, though?
I mean, yes, but I don't know. I don't know what that would be like.
Text of the 253. I would say my biggest beauty regret would be dyeing my hair red. It was so hard to get out. I am now blonde. I spent so much money to be blonde and to get the red out.
Wigs. Wigs now are such good quality that you don't have to dye your hair.
Yeah, but that makes it. It's so hot in the desert, you know, if you're wearing a wig.
Yeah. I mean, it is, but, you know, ruin your hair. Sweat it out.
Text of the 316. I spent $40,000 on new teeth and implants. Although the teeth look amazing, not sure my gums will ever look or feel the same.
Oh, man. That's a lot of money.
Text of the 602, my chest implants. I regret those.
I know a lot of people who regret those.
Go and get them taken out, right?
Yeah.
Text of the 623, eating too much is my biggest beauty regret. Not exercising and poor sleep habits.
Yeah.
Text of the 480, shaving my face as a female is my biggest beauty regret.
I get that.
Because grows in thicker.
As it grows thicker, it's just more coarse, so it feels thicker.
10858, I regret over plucking my eyebrows as a teen.
don't we all?
But again, everything grows back though, right?
Well, at some point, like your follicles stop regrowing hair.
Yeah.
I think people go bald.
Yeah, all right, thanks for those texts today. Details.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Country Thunder 2023, just weeks away, and we've got you shot to win tickets today. The Country Thunder Holler back at it for another week. So if you've been to our website, KMLE1079.com, and entered the contest, be ready to be listening for your name coming up following the 720 I Love You Man, and then again at 920 following that I Love You Man call. If you hear your name, you got 10 minutes to call us back, and you will win a pair of 4-day passes to Camel Country Thunder. So if you have yet to get in to win, make sure you head to our website, KMLE1079.com. Cheyenne, you're talking about wanting to go on a cruise.
Yes, I want to go on a cruise so bad.
And I pulled up a stat because, you know, I always like to be the big brother that kind of just diminishes and crushes your dreams and hopes.
Yeah, you ruin everything.
Pulled up a stat. 400 people have gone missing from cruise ships in the last 20 years. And you thought that was, that's nothing.
Well, how many people take cruises a year?
It says 30 million take cruise ship vacations each year.
A year? So, yeah, like to me, that statistic is not all that bad.
So it's safe. So, I mean, so 400 in 20 years, that's more than one a year. So you take, how many is that?
Okay, hold on. So it's 400, over the last 20 years, 400 people. So if you divide that by 20, 400 divided by 20 is 20.
So 20 a year. Okay, so 20 a year.
Okay.
So let's just say you get out on this cruise ship and there's going to be 20 people that go missing this year, right? Let's say you go on the cruise ship in January.
Yeah.
And they tell you that 20 people are going to go missing on a cruise ship this year. And you're going to be, you'd be like, all right, I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
So 20 people are going to go missing and not one has gone missing yet. It's January 1st and you're heading out on this cruise.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm still going on a cruise.
Take your chances.
Yeah, okay. It's more you're more likely to get into a car accident than you are like good to go missing on a cruise. 30 million people a year.
400 divided by 30 million is 75,000. So you have a 1 in 75,000 shot of going missing on that cruise ship.
Yeah.
You're taking your chances?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. That's one too many.
Oh, my goodness.
Unless I have a 0% chance of going missing. This is terrifying.
You have worse odds to win the lottery.
No, so you go like let's... Like 2 years ago, we were in Vegas and I jumped off the stratosphere, right? Uh-huh. Zero people have died from that.
That's because they take so many safety precautions, right?
So there's not enough safety precautions on cruise ships.
Oh my gosh.
To keep 400 people from going missing the last 20 years?
It's 400 people in 20 years. Those are pretty good odds.
What did I say? It's 20 people a year. That's still 20 people a year that go missing on cruise ships.
That's not that bad. I feel like more people go missing on like Mexican resorts.
Flying into Cabo.
Yeah, exactly.
And you still have no problem doing that. Yeah, but I don't know that stat. You know,
I mean, you're about to because I'm going to look it up right now.
All right.
My head, the tables have turned.
Country Thunder, holler back. We're going to announce another name coming up at 7:20 following the I Love You Man call. Stick around.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
John Party, he is part of the Country Thunder lineup this year. Still looking for Tiffany Etkin. She's still got a few minutes. Call us back. 602-894-5653. 602-894-5653. We will announce another name coming up at 9:20 this morning. If you have yet to get in to win for the Country Thunder, holler back. Head to our website, KMLE1079.com. None of the Arizona teams made it past their games this weekend in the tournament.
Such a shame.
March Madness rolls on to the Sweet 16. No ASU, no Arizona, no GCU.
I'm still upset over Arizona.
I'm upset over ASU. ASU came so close, man. I was watching that game over the weekend. I think it was Friday night. And I thought they were going to pull it out. And they just kind of ran out of oomph.
Their juices ran low. They just couldn't pull it through.
Yeah, they lost by three. Or four, that's not bad at all. Like it was close, you know, but they didn't make it. Gonzaga did make it through. On my bracket, I've got Gonzaga winning the whole thing. So they made it through. They play on Thursday.
Okay.
Who do you have winning the whole thing?
I have UConn winning the whole thing.
Okay. UConn plays on Thursday.
Yeah, they play too. So
I'm gonna miss the basketball all day long. Like, because, I mean, now we got, like, 3 days of nothing, and then the March Madness tournament starts again on Thursday, but they didn't start until, like, later in the afternoon on Thursday. I loved the 9 a.m. start on basketball. It just rolled all day long.
It has been fun to have it, like, on the TV in the studio and, like, being able to watch it. That is pretty cool.
But, I mean, the Sweet 16 starts on Thursday at 3:30. And I'm looking at that light up, like the schedule, and there's been so many upsets in this tournament. There's not one perfect bracket anymore because all the upsets and stuff like that.
Right.
But I'm looking at that. And I'm like, I might do like some sort of a parlay on the underdogs because I think at this point, because UConn's playing Arkansas, who's an 8 seed. UConn is 4. Gonzaga's a 3 and playing UCLA, who's 2. But I mean, I don't know. I'm talking just like basketball, what's the word for it? Jargon or whatever. I mean, a lot of you who don't watch basketball, the ho-hum.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you do watch it, I don't know. I think the underdogs are a good play coming up Thursday and Friday with Sweet 16.
I mean, can you really call them underdogs at this point? Because, I mean, everybody's up there.
In all technicality, when you look at the seeding number, I mean, they are underdogs. You know, and I mean, depending on what the sports betting app has the lines at, I mean, I guess that could change the underdog situation, but somebody's always going to be an underdog when it comes to each individual game.
I mean, I guess that's true.
And I mean, taking an underdog bet, I mean, I just, watching the upsets happen this last weekend, I don't think that's that bad of an idea.
I guess we'll see. Keep us posted on that. I'm kind of curious to see what you do with that and like who's going to come out. I do like watching these.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Today's first day of spring. So happy first day of spring. I think the groundhog was right after all. You know, he said a longer winter. And we are dealing with more rain tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we have yet to get, I mean, I think we touched the 80s last week. It was just like a little tease. Little tease into the 80s. So now we're back in the 70s. We got rain tomorrow and Wednesday. And then we're going to be sitting with right around 70 for the weekend.
I'm not here for that.
No.
No.
But that groundhog, that darn groundhog was right.
We're blaming it on him.
Oh, we will. Yep. Got to blame it on somebody, right? Blame it on the roadie.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, Friday and Saturday kicked off Taylor Swift's Era Tour out there in Glendale. Or I should say Swift City.
Yeah, say it right.
Two nights back-to-back, State Farm Stadium, 70,000 people in attendance. Over 3 hours was her show. 44 songs. Tapped into all of her albums from all of her different eras, you know, hence the Eras Tour.
I love that, by the way. I thought that that was so clever. And so well done.
Nothing but raving reviews of this show from what I've seen. I have yet to see one person gripe about Taylor's performance in this show from just the stage to the production value,
yeah.
Everything. You know, there's a lot of people that spend a lot of money on those tickets, especially if you bought them secondhand. You weren't able to be a part of the Ticketmaster craziness that went down. So, you know, somebody had to buy it off StubHub. Somebody had to buy it off of Facebook or whatever. So you paid a premium and you still went to the show. And everybody loved every moment of it.
Yeah, from what I can tell, totally worth it. Completely worth it.
J.J. Watt, he went to the show with his wife, and he was so just blown away by Taylor's performance that he posted a video on his Instagram raving about the show.
I love this.
Here's a little of that video. Take a listen.
The longest break she took was maybe 3 minutes for a costume change. And she was singing, dancing, entertaining the entire time. 70,000 people hanging on every single word and move she was making for 3 hours and 15 minutes, and she crushed it, and she didn't even look tired. I was tired, and I was just sitting there. And then you got the fans. I mean, the fans are unbelievable, my wife included. I mean, did not stop jumping up and down, screaming, singing, dancing for 3 hours and 15 minutes straight, knew every single word. I mean, it was a spectacle to behold. It really was. And if she can do this entire tour without missing a single show, it will be unbelievably impressive. Just the sheer mental, physical, emotional toll that this has to take on your body to be able to go out there, do that night after night after night, city after city after city.
I mean, he's
wow.
If JJ Watt is doing a 3-minute video on his Instagram just raving about your show, I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is. And whether you like her or not, Taylor Swift, you cannot deny that she is not a performer.
You had tickets. You didn't go?
I did not go. We had boots in the park, and we had an obligation to go talk to Chris Young, which was totally fine. I did end up sending my girlfriend Hannah, and it was her first concert ever in her life.
Uh-huh.
And what a show to be able. She called me yesterday, no voice. Barely. She's like, thanks so much for the tickets. It was so cool to be able to hear like her experience, but it was amazing from what I heard.
Yeah, you should have still gone, Cheyenne. I know we have the Chris Young obligation. I mean, Chris Young's great and all, but come on.
Taylor. I am very upset that I did not get to go.
Little FOMO.
So much FOMO.
Yeah. If you went to the show, what did you think of it? You can text us at 22108. Here's Bailey Zimmerman.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Camel Country, Gunner and Cheyenne. Now, have you ever been told some news that if it were true, it'd be life-changing? Like, flip life as you know it right now upside down. That news, maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's a medical diagnosis. Maybe it's something else. I was told two words on Saturday night, Cheyenne, that if it were true, it'll flip life as I know it upside down. Those two words came from my wife. The two words, I'm late.
Stop it! Stop it! You mean like late, like monthly?
Yeah.
Cycle late.
Sometimes those two words mean pregnancy. Sometimes it's as simple as, you know, have the date of your cycle wrong. You know, I mean, it happens, right? Women are late sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, if she is late and if she were pregnant, there was one issue with that, Cheyenne.
And that is?
I'm snipped.
But.
So those two words, when they came out of her mouth, I'm like, no way. There's no way. You know, and then, of course, she goes, what did she say? She said, well, you never went and had yourself tested. Because once you, once you get snipped, they give you a little cup and a little baggie and some instructions, right? You know, so when the time came for me to not have any of that anymore, you know, they want you to go and have it tested. Make sure that you are clear of that, you know, that there is no chance of, you know, little swimmers making their way in, you know?
Yeah. And you never did that.
I never went and had myself tested.
I told you that that was going to happen.
That what was going to happen?
That if you didn't go get checked, something was going to happen. Because you did tell me. You told me that you were, I'm not going to do it. I'm fine.
Yeah. I'm done. I trust that the doctor knew what he was doing. And he got the right thing, right? You know?
Yeah, but the body naturally heals itself.
It's been a couple of years since it's been done. And nothing, I mean, she didn't have any birth control. She's all natural right now, you know? So, you know, and then to hear those two words on Saturday, I was having a great day. We were at Boots at the Park, you know, Trace Adkins, Chris Young, Dylan Scott going home. And she drops that bomb.
Oh, she told you on the way home?
She told me on the way home for the concert. You know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, there's no way. There is no way.
I am team baby. I'll tell you right now. No, I know
you
are.
You got baby fever.
Oh, I am team baby.
I am team no baby. Me and my wife have kind of moved forth. You know, we're not planning on having another baby. We don't want to have another baby. We have two great girls, you know?
Sometimes it's not about what you want. It's about what is happening. So, would you want another girl to continue to be a girl mom?
No, I don't even want to think about it. Don't even go down that road. We're not envisioning
what if you had another girl? There'd be so much estrogen in your house.
There would be so much estrogen.
I think you deserve a boy.
Fingers crossed that we're just
that you
late.
Are pregnant.
Nope. Fingers crossed that we're just pregnant. Late. But here's the thing. Here's the question I want to ask, though, is that, you know, I mean, we are, I guess we are kind of in vasectomy season, you know, being the March Madness. I read something last week that a lot of men are getting vasectomies just so that they can sit on the couch and watch basketball, right?
Men.
So we are in that season, right? Uh-huh. There's been a lot of men that have had this done. Have you ever been in this situation to where it reversed itself? I'm wondering if it's ever happened because, I mean, yeah, I never was tested.
Right.
Maybe, you know, it is, we are created by God to make babies.
Yes.
Right? And I don't know if he frowns upon vasectomies or not, but I've heard of these things being reversed.
Yes.
Right? It's the human body wanting to procreate. Has that happened? Have you heard of it happening?
Oh, until I'm proven wrong.
Please tell me
babies.
No.
I'm going to Target after work and buying you stuff.
No.
Yeah. I'm speaking this into existence. Right. Sorry, Emily.
Text us at 22108. If you have a story about this, we want to hear it. Text us right now. Here's Carrie.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, there's two words that can come out of your wife or your girlfriend's mouth that could either lead to joy or lead to absolute fear. And those two words, I mean, there's a good number of words, but there's two words in particular that I was told over the weekend that sent me into some sort of a crazy, weird spiral was, I'm late. Those words came out of my wife's mouth. Now, the issue with that, I mean, yeah, babies are fun, but we've already had two. All right, we've had two kids. The second one, you know, she ended up with cancer, and I don't want to go through all that again, you know? Uh-huh. I mean, last time we had a kid, that's what happened, you know? So, I mean, not a reason not to have kids, but, you know, I'm kind of, we're good with the two that we've got.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, for my wife to say that I'm late, she's not talking about an appointment. She's talking about her cycle, right? And the issue with that is that I've been snipped 2 years ago. You know, we decided that, hey, we're done with babies. I'm going to go and have the doctor do his thing, and we're not going to have to worry about babies ever again. Well, those two words coming out of her mouth over the weekend kind of turned, you know, If it's true, we'll turn our life as we know it upside down.
Yeah. What did that feel like? Because she told you while you were driving. Because to me, if I were in your shoes, I would lose like all blood in my entire body.
I will say that I do not remember the route that I drove home on that Saturday night.
Really?
And it wasn't because I was drinking. I didn't have a single drink at Boots of the Park. I didn't. So I don't remember the route. I drove home just because we were probably so deep in conversation. I'm like, how?
Oh.
I demand DNA test now.
There's no way that is what happened. Yeah, no way.
No.
Mm-hmm. I know your wife. No way.
I just hope for, you know, my sanity. She is just off on the schedule, and it starts at some point this week.
I am proven wrong.
I know you are. And, you know, I've heard, I mean, our bodies are made to procreate.
Yeah.
You know, so... I've heard of things happening, you know, as far as the body healing itself down there and
right. Stuff
like that. But I mean, is that a true thing? Has that happened to you? Has that happened to somebody you know where the vasectomy reverses itself and there's a baby as a result? And I will say the texts coming in are scary, Cheyenne.
Talk about making a nightmare into a reality.
Text the 602. I am a nurse practitioner in the OBGYN office, and we see failed vasectomies all the time. Text the 480. Good morning. I have a friend who had 3 children after a vasectomy. Text the 623. Yes, my best friend had a baby 6 years after his vasectomy, and he did not have it reversed.
6 years.
Oof. Text of the 480. My friend's hubby got snipped. 5 years later, they lost a bunch of weight, and she is pregnant. Does the weight loss have something to do with that?
I have no idea.
I ain't losing any weight, Cheyenne. But if you could tell me a fat happy. Fat happy and baby free.
I mean, if you're choosing one over the other, whatever makes you happy, man.
Text of the 480. So we had a friend who had a vasectomy 15 years prior to having his first and only child.
15 years.
When the woman told him that she was pregnant, he told her there's no way, she's a liar. But DNA proved otherwise. Yes, he has a son 15 years after his vasectomy.
Ooh.
Wow. Text of the 505. All I'm going to say is, Gunner, good luck. I'm praying for you, buddy. But we don't want to see a little Gunner running around. Yes, I'm with you there. No,
I do.
Text with the 623. Team baby.
Team
no.
baby.
Text with the 602. Yes, they don't always work. I'm a baby from a. Oh, I'm a baby from after a vasectomy.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
Text with the 480. Both male and female forms of permanent birth control can fail and reverse. That's why the only true way to avoid pregnancy is abstinence. Well, that's not happening.
You're married. Why would you?
Yeah, why?
Why would you choose that route?
For many reasons, do get married.
That's the reason a lot of people get married.
Oh man, this
are
scary.
Are you scared?
I am scared, Cheyenne. I'm scared.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, there is a guy here in the Valley, Cheyenne, that is going through the exact same thing I am right now.
Stop it.
After a vasectomy, he says, he texts the 480. My wife is late, too. And I had a vasectomy 7 years ago. All your texts are scaring me. And my wife told me 2 words on Saturday that set fear through my body. I don't remember driving home. I had not a drip of alcohol that day. The 2 words she said is, I'm late. I had a vasectomy a couple of years ago. And, we chose not to have any more kids, you know, so she's off birth control because birth control, you know, regularly being on it is not good for the female body. Right.
Right.
So, she got rid of that, you know, and yeah, I mean, when you get the snip done, they give you a little cup and give you a procedure like when the time comes to go and take that sample in and so make sure that you are clean and clear and good to go, as they say, but I never did that.
But even if you did do that, that doesn't mean that this can't happen.
I mean we just read a whole ton of texts a little bit ago from people that have like it's happened, it's reversed itself.
Mm-hmm.
We've had texts from people who are a product of a baby after a vasectomy.
You guys should start a failed vasectomy support group. Just a bunch of dads getting together drinking away their woes.
That's kind of funny. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
I don't know. Fingers crossed. You know, I refuse to go to Walgreens and get a pregnancy test because I don't think it's true. I don't want to believe it's true. You know, I paid for it.
Right.
Doctor seemed to know what he was doing.
I think that at the end of the day, for like, I know you guys don't want any more kids, yeah, and I fully respect that. So for you and your sanity, I do hope that she's not. However, for selfish reasons and for me to be able to poke fun at you for literally the rest, yeah, of your life.
Well, here's the thing,
Shay. Baby.
Yeah, I know you are teen baby. You have baby fever, but here's so the thing. Bad. You just moved from right down the road from me.
Yes.
To clear across the valley.
Yep.
So even if I did have a kid, you wouldn't see it all that often.
You know? I would make trips.
Oh, you would make the drive out there. Okay.
For your baby.
Liar. Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to happen, Cheyenne.
Yes, it
you
is.
Know, putting all the vibes out there in the world. And I would appreciate every prayer from every single person.
For teen baby.
Listening right now that it is just a scare. And only that, a scare.
Whoever thought you'd be having a scare married at 42?
I know! That was behind me!
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
I gotta tell you, I'm just exhausted. I'm wiped. Kinda wanna call it a day, Cheyenne. After all this this talk about a baby possibly being on the way for my family. People are texting in baby name ideas.
I love all of you so much.
Text at the 602. If it's a baby girl, name it Jordan.
Aww.
J-O-R-D-Y-N.
That's cute. Let me ask you this, because you're currently right now, like, all seriousness, if it were to be true.
Okay, so let's back up just a moment here. If you're just tuning in, my wife told me that she's late over the weekend, and I got snipped a couple of years ago. So we're kind of chit-chatting about this, you know, and I'm kind of having fun, you know. We're kind of envisioning if this were to happen,
yes,
you know, and there was a text that came in that's saying that if she is pregnant, I would think that this baby is meant to be a miracle performed by God himself.
Yep.
If it reversed itself and we're having a baby, we will have it. I will say that.
Yeah.
You know,
for
and
sure.
I mean, I would think of it that way. Is it, it's meant to be to have another baby. I already have two daughters, you know, one being, almost 11 and one being 6, you know, by having another baby, it'd be hitting that reset button on the old gaming console and starting over again before the last one's out of the house.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, like, you do have two girls. If this were to come to, you know, to fruition, would you want to continue being a girl dad or would you want a boy?
If you were to ask my daughters, they would want the boy.
But I'm asking
and
you.
I know. I wanted a boy before. So maybe I just not think of it. And if it comes out a boy, great. You know, because Tatum, my youngest, she's a girl, obviously. You know, we've talked about that before. But, you know, I would hope, you know, we wanted one and one, you know, but it ended up being two girls. You know, I'm good either way. You know, I don't have a strong stance on I want my boy, you know, because I mean, if I wanted my boy, I wouldn't have gotten snipped.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I'm good either way. You know,
well, that'll be
if
good.
If it comes out a dog, fine, great. You know, I mean, we got a dog.
I would have a lot of questions.
I'm good with whatever God wants to give me. But let's hope it's nothing. Hope it's just that. It's late and she'll hit it at some point this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!